watch Fred Truman in full flow was to appreciate the beauty and the menace of a gathering storm, his classic action embodying both grace and awesome power. He used it to devastating effect after announcing his arrival in Test cricket with stunning impact against the touring Indians in 1952. Only 21, he took 29 wickets in the series, including a match-winning 8 for 31 in one innings. The jet-black flowing mane, the billowing shirt and blistering pace were to become emblematic of English cricket through the 1950s and early 60s.
Tremendous, 5 wickets for no runs.
His partnership with Lancashire's Brian Statham formed arguably the finest opening bowling attack England had ever had. Truman was the embodiment of the great fast bowler, aggressive, intimidating, and possessed of a natural ability to swing the ball at extreme pace. First and foremost, though, Fred Truman was a Yorkshireman, for whom the description bluff would have been a bland euphemism. His forthrightness was to cause him problems in a game at the time still governed by class.
I played to win. Make no mistake about that. I was bowling against you. I'd be trying to get you out, you know. I'd be making you jump about. But at 7 o'clock, I'd buy you a drink. And if you were big enough to have a drink with me, I didn't want to know you.
Born into a coal mining community in South Yorkshire, devoted to cricket, Fred Truman was a product of his uncompromising background. He represented his beloved Broad Acres for 20 years, taking well over 2,000 first-class wickets.
Truman to Hardy. And the catch. Nice work, Hutton.
It was with England, though, that he found fame, helping to reclaim the Ashes from the Australians after a 20-year gap in 1953. The following winter, MCC took him on their tour to the West Indies, where the controversy that was to dog him throughout his career first surfaced. Accused unjustly, he always maintained, of making a racially abusive remark to an umpire, he was sent home and didn't represent England again for 3 years. The legend of Fiery Fred was born. His talent forced his return, and he went on to become the first man to take 300 Test wickets.
Do you think anyone else will ever do it?
I don't know. There's one thing, if I do, I'll be tired when I finish.
A man who knows his trade.
He ended up with 307 wickets from only 67 Tests, even now regarded as an astonishing achievement.
There's that vicious outswinger caught by Barrington at slip.
And in retirement, won more fans as a strident voice on BBC Radio's Test Match Special.
He's not in for his batting, and he certainly ain't in for his fielding.
But his constant carping about falling standards led to his ultimate departure. He once said he wanted his autobiography to be entitled The Definitive Volume of the Finest Bloody Fast Bowler Who Ever Drew Breath. Not quite Fred, but not far wrong.